Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. It is a Friday evening, obviously, and it is great to be back on the air. Welcome to the Frank Sontag Show. We are here every Friday evening from 7 until 9, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC. I am juggling, as Trish can see and Wayman can see. I have a guest who just texted me and says, he's here. and I don't want to bust him before he's in the studio. But we're going to have a guest for the first 30 minutes and delve into an area of life that I'm fascinated by. And I'll give you a little bit of a tip-off before he walks in and I introduce him. Years ago, I was enthralled by the late George Carlin and his ability to not only hold a crowd in the palm of his hand, but his ability to keep honing and rehoning his craft. George worked very, very hard at comedy. And in my lifetime, I probably saw him, I don't want to over-exaggerate, but at least five times, but probably more than that. And part of my interest in him and comedy was, truth be told, I can bust myself. I'd like to think I've grown a bit, but I was kind of a stoic, not really fun guy to be around. I was always that deep guy that would always have to delve down into, you know, the deeper aspects of life. And going to a George Carlin get-together, just kind of, it's good to laugh. It's good to have some humor in your life. And just on cue, when I say it's good to have some humor in my life, a man walks in, a man that has a T-shirt on, called Surf Malibu.
Everybody's life.
We're going to get your mic hot in a second. I want to officially introduce you. It's good to see you. No mic yet. Hang on. I think there it is, the red light. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you listening to this, the Frank Sontag Show, welcome to Craig Shoemaker. Hello, Craig.
Wow, the board's just lit up. They can't wait to talk to me. I'm doing great. I'm very resonating at a high vibrational level. Has that ever happened to you?
In my new age days, I think I was...
Oh, no, not new age. It's the word that I'm choosing. What do I need to say?
You're listening...
I'm feeling good. I'm groovy. How about groovy? You remember those days?
You're firing synapses that haven't been fired for many years, Craig. You look great. It's good to see you.
I feel great. Is that all right if I say I feel great? Is that new
sure.
age?
although it's a feeling, Craig.
I'm from Philadelphia, right? But I'm also Californian. You know, I'm stuck between namaste and kiss my ass. That's where I live. I live in that space. Because I still, that's the thing with like when you're moving along in life and you're gaining purpose and stuff like that, you still are the same person though with these thoughts and feelings.
For sure.
Right? Anger, resentment.
Now
hate people these days, so, but I also love people. So aren't we all that?
Well, you know, if we're very transparent, I can somewhat relate to what you're saying. You know, as I hide in my air studio, I haven't done lectures in a while. You've been at comedy for like three decades.
Yes, over.
Part of why I invited you in, other than I'd like to think you're a dear friend.
Yes, you are a dear friend of mine. Many years.
Is I want to talk about comedy and humor and laughter and your deal, Laughter Heals, and also a bit about satire. And maybe if we have time, because I know you've got to jump soon, maybe get into a little bit of a shift that you've experienced in your life recently.
Yeah.
About perception. So, comedy, 3+ decades. How, why, where, who?
Well, my dad left when I was born. Something I said, wah, he's gone. Right away. Got to deal with stuff. How are you going to deal with it? I didn't have money. We didn't have money. We're very poor. When I was a kid, I'm not kidding you, Frank, I used to think the word evict meant move. I thought they were the same word.
Wow.
Here's the eviction truck, Mommy. We pack up, and I still keep a box packed that they're ready to come for me, you know? So those insecurities and being beaten up and bullied, I was kidnapped when I was a kid, all of those things, what are you going to do? What can you do? What's your choice? And I was taught by my mom is to look at things in a funny way. And she did it in a funny way, not in a traditional, she's not telling knock-knock jokes at dinner. She did it in a way of an example of saying, this is how my people deal with our tragedies.
Wow.
Is we laugh and we have fun. And my mom is a very religious person. And it's in the Bible, but people ignore it. We're so serious.
Yep.
And I would sit in church and stuff like that, up and down. I'm going, this is kind of like, I would analyze it even as a kid. I'm going, this is so serious. You know, you got to be up, you got to be down. And you look around, you're going, I'm not doing the right thing. Is this a knees church or is this just sit church? I mean, what do we have here? And I would like, you know, so all during my life and, you know, finding purpose and I always wanted to find joy. And I found it in making people laugh. Mm. And it's really an amazing thing that I was a junior in high school and I got paid my first time ever as a comedian, junior year of high school. And I've never stopped, put myself through college, you know, nobody supporting. And I did it through comedy. I would get up at fraternity parties, anything, because people love to laugh.
Craig Shoemaker is my guest. His website is craigshoemaker.com. You know, I was looking right before you came in because I know you're busy this year. And I have you in, not necessarily to plug gigs you have coming up, although you do have some stuff coming up, but just to talk and reiterate the importance of laughter.
Yeah, I'm here to hang with you. And yes, reiterate the importance of laughter.
And healing, the healing properties of laughter.
It really, and it works. I mean, I was going along, you know, we're all in our self-obsessed world of, you know, trying to make it. Of course, Hollywood, the career. By the way, where I'm from, they don't use the word career. No one uses it. It's a job. I've got a job. Nobody says, oh, your career changed. No. In L.A., it's all about the career and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I was working with this friend of mine, and I did a movie. I have a character, The Love Master, and Farrah Fawcett was in the movie and stuff like that. And his wife was ovulating during the filming, and I said, do The Love Master, you know, I'll go get sandwiches. We were watching a game, our Philadelphia Eagles, and she got pregnant, right?
Oh.
A year and a half after that, and this guy is a real comedy guy. He wrote Cool Runnings, Little Giants, great movies, and we bonded through. Don't you bond your best friends that make you laugh? You have fun together. My memories are with friends that made me laugh, or I made them laugh, whatever. He got brain cancer, and his daughter was a year and a half old, his only daughter.
Mm.
And that was my moment. And I said, does laughter really heal? Is it the best medicine? They say that it is, but no one ever researches. No one talks about it. Then I started researching. Norman Cousins did Anatomy of an Illness. He locked himself in a room. He had an incurable disease. Lived 30 years. Obviously, Patch Adams. But I said to myself, so I started working at a cancer facility doing guided laughitations because laughter is very subjective. Like Patch Adams, if you walked in my hospital room with the clown outfit, I would first shoot you, then shoot myself, right? Right? That's how other people find clowns funny. Don't find them funny. But that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with the clowns or his intent. That's wonderful intent. So I said, why not, like, instead of meditating, which we all have a hard time doing, let's laughitate. Just choose to start laughing. And I brought these people through these programs at this cancer facility in the Valley. He showed up for all of them. I gave them prescriptions. I said, how about we all exchange our favorite sitcom, our favorite movie. And when you tell someone your favorite movie, you smile. Tell me your favorite movie, Frank. Favorite comedy movie. Just real quick. Just think about it. Think about what it is.
Oh, boy. I was just talking about how most of my life I've been kind of stoic, deep. I'm not really into humor. Favorite funny movie? I don't know. Analyze This comes up.
Analyze This. Okay. Now, you smiled a little bit when you said it because you think about
flashback scenes. No doubt about it.
Right.
No doubt about it.
Or you'll talk about a scene like my favorite is Planes, Trains, Automobiles.
Great movie.
Whereas you just smiled. Those aren't pillows. You're laughing at that.
Yeah.
So I said, why don't we try that with one another? You don't have to be a comedian. You just share these things, your favorite sitcom. And it's amazing to watch transformation take place. You literally watch people shift into this beautiful consciousness and wellness and wholeness and health and vitality. That's where you go to when you laugh. So I taught this. And Michael Goldberg is his name. Golds showed up for everybody and took all the prescriptions. He was at my shows. I had a restraining order. He was at every one of my shows. He lived 15 years past 3 months prognosis they gave him. They said, you have 3 months to live. He lived 15 years because he had purpose in his life, and the purpose was joy. And he wanted to live for his daughter, too. And his daughter got to know him. And when he passed away, I made him laugh on his deathbed, which I was very proud of. We filmed it. But we had a funeral. We didn't have a funeral. We had a funeral, and we had so much. We roasted the hell out of him. We roasted him. we kept saying he's going to show up here any minute now because he was always like he was dying next week. 15 years. And his daughter got up and there wasn't a dry eye in the house. She goes, now I know my father.
Praise God. Craig Shoemaker is my guest. Wayman, we're going to break just a tad early so we can get Craig as long as we can in the next segment. Craig Shoemaker is my guest, craigshoemaker.com. Blessed to have him in studio. And we will continue with more of this, the Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
KABC Dependable Traffic right now. Top story on the freeways, still a crash investigation in Hawthorne. 105 freeway eastbound at Prairie Avenue. Fatal accident occurred earlier. Investigators still on scene. And so eastbound 105 freeway traffic, a solid jam from the start of the freeway near LAX. And it is a bumper-to-bumper crawl approaching the accident scene at Prairie Avenue. Again, this is in Hawthorne, 105 east at Prairie. And carpool and left lanes continue to be shut down. Culver City, a box truck broke down. 405 freeway southbound near Venice Boulevard. Lane still reduced there. And traffic is solid jam coming out of the Sepulveda Pass. That's Dependable Traffic. I'm Richard Turnage, AM790 KABC.
Frank Sontag here for Phil Liberatore and the IRS Problem Solvers. Phil has been a lifelong friend of mine. He does my income taxes. And I just want to tell you, wherever you are at with your income taxes, maybe you filed, maybe you haven't filed forever, I can personally tell you, Phil is the guy to call. He has an amazing outreach to the IRS. Let me give you the information. You will not regret reaching out to him. 877-6-SOLVER, 877-6-SOLVER. You can also reach out to Phil through their website, StopIRSPain.com. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. Craig Shoemaker is my guest. Craig's job, among other things, is humor, is comedy. And I'm just going to ask you right out of the get-go here. Yeah. CraigShoemaker.com, obviously, to find out more information. You have some gigs around town, I know.
I do, yeah. I'm here to hang with you and talk about the value of humor. So if you don't go see me, see someone else. That's the whole point.
Amen.
So, I also coach. I coach now, commandtheroom.net. I coach people how to bring out their own sense of humor, how to be funnier, because you're more magnetic when you're humorous, you're more approachable, you're vulnerable. And so I teach people, and I love it. Most of my clients, believe it or not, are real estate people because they really believe in coaching. They go the extra mile. So I have a lot of real estate agents and mortgage people because they understand the value of this energy flow that you create. I call it genuine energy flow. You create that through laughter. You bring that to someone, they're always going to remember how you made them feel. Everybody could be a good agent. Yeah, look at the listing. Here it is. It's all standard stuff. How are you going to make a difference? So I'm coaching it now, and I'm having such a blast bringing out other people's sense of humor. I'm going to have you as one of my clients, Frank.
Okay.
We're going to work on that stoic.
Okay.
Isn't that what you called yourself, stoic?
In my previous life, I wouldn't say
okay.
I loosened
so
up
now.
A little, but I was on that morning show with a couple of wacky dudes.
Right, right. And you got stoic in that morning show? You'd think it'd be the opposite. But
no,
the
pre-morning show, I was stoic. They
by the way, you have dad jokes up here. I've been writing dad jokes lately. I'll
have
give you my
you?
New one, yes.
Okay.
Well, the pirate. What got caught in the pirate's throat?
I don't know, Craig.
An artichoke.
Oh, man.
Come on.
We need a rim shot or something here.
Oh, come on.
Hey,
that's an original.
So that being said, let's talk a bit about, and I won't be presumptuous, but we're living in kind of different times now mm-hmm. where some are, how should we say, being banished to the back 40 for certain types of humor.
That's right.
But yet, it's kind of always been that way in a manner of speaking.
You're right.
It ebbs and flows, you know, blue humor. And I was talking about George Carlin before you walked mm-hmm. in and his ability. Have you changed your approach to humor? Maybe if you want to share some thoughts about.
I'm doubling down against them.
Tell me more what that
against
means.
The woke, what they call the woke community.
Yeah.
I have left that community also. I will never go the other way either because both, if you will, parties, both right and left, if you call, I don't like labels, but for lack of another term, are both afraid of comedians because we tell the truth and we're curtain pullers. So rather than, like they say, don't talk politics or religion. Why not? Why not? What's wrong with that? I mean, what's wrong with it is because the people who are in charge don't want you to expose them.
That's right.
So there's such a fear on both sides now. So I went right to the middle, and you know where that pocket is? That pocket is in truth and honesty, and this is also what I teach, is that's the best humor. And I share my experiences. I don't share my opinion. You can't deny my experiences.
That's right.
And it's so much more fun. It's freeing now because I don't care what they say. I don't care because they're always going to be out there. And here's the difference. You said it's always happened. The difference is everyone has a voice now, and that's unfortunate. And everyone's on social media, and I had a bit that I put out there a few weeks ago, and I'm watching I had my notifications turned on, never again. So now they're reviewing me on the spot, like on the fly. And a couple women went, "You're gross. You're the reason I don't go to the gym." You know, it was a joke about the workout machines. I call it, you know, the leg spreader machine. I did a bit about it, right? It's the truth. It exists, and it exists, and men are looking, and you know, whatever. Do you want to deny the truth? Is this how we're going to be? And it's comedians that they're after. Nobody's standing up in a movie theater going, "Stop that projector. I am offended." It's only comedians.
Yeah.
And they gave Will Smith a standing ovation for assaulting a comedian. That's how bad it is. That's why that's the left. And the right, if you say something about somebody, they deify a politician or whatever. If you say something with, you know, whatever offends them. Why are we so easily offended? It's move on to the next joke. And you know what? You don't even have to scream out. Just DM me. You know, tell me, "Hey, here's the problem I had with that. Maybe I'll tell you what my intent was, or you didn't understand the joke." Move on. Move on. We don't all have to hear every gripe you have, every feeling you have. Your feelings aren't facts.
Yeah. So
how about the feeling of fun?
Yeah, I'm not the curious voyeur in the room, but you doing stand-up now in comedy houses.
I'm going tonight. I'm going right after this. Yeah.
With culture a bit shifting to the sensitivity thing.
Yes.
Are you dealing any more with like hecklers or people that are upset?
Yeah.
Or does that just only like fuel your fire?
Fuels me.
To yeah. really get
yeah.
after it.
It fuels me. I tell them, I say, "If you think about coming up on stage, I will slap you back." I'm from Philadelphia. We do not suffer fools in Philadelphia. No, it's like, because then I'll break it down. I'll say, I'll stop and I'll go, "What are you doing? You know, what is your purpose? Why would you interrupt everyone else's good time because you have a feeling that is opposed to something you heard? You can't wait a couple seconds for the next thing you will like? Really, are we that sensitive that we have to address every single feeling of every single moment of every single day because you feel like you were trampled upon or whatever it is? Work your stuff out. Then come to the show and celebrate life together. You're at the comedy club to celebrate with everyone else."
Yeah.
Everyone else paid money. They all were there for the same purpose and meaning. So let's not make it about you. So that's the problem with social media, is we've become self-obsessed. Everybody thinks we need to know everything about what you ate today. It needs to be displayed. All right, I put a cucumber up yesterday, but still, that I grew two zucchinis I put up. All right, I will admit to that. So I am guilty of it as well. And that's the other thing, is comedians will tell the truth about themselves. We're self-deprecating, and I love it.
Craig Shoemaker is my guest again. His website, craigshoemaker.com. There's so much I want to ask you in a short time. I think the most prominent question that's just kind of sitting there, and you just alluded to it. You've got to be able to laugh at yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
And yet, I just look around and this cancel culture and this offensive stuff, yeah. It's like, it seems like the louder the voice, the more it's like the hands are up, like, don't come on this side of the fence because I'm a fear-filled person.
Fear-filled. Look at the way we dealt with a pandemic with such fear. We ran to Costco and hoarded the toilet paper.
That was unbelievable.
Took the toilet paper. So I'm ad-libbing. I have no toilet paper. I had to use coffee filters. By the way, folks, if you're listening, it does affect the taste of the coffee.
There it is. Hey, wait a minute. Yeah, there you go.
But just look at how people handle. And then they become followers and sheep. And the sheep, everybody who's on one side thinks the other one's the follower. No, you both are. Sorry. The masking, how ridiculous. You drive in alone with a mask on. How do you think COVID's going to come through the moon roof?
Oh, man.
How about the ones They yell at you, and they, meanwhile, their nose is sticking out. I said, what are you doing yelling at me? I said, that's like putting a condom, you know, somewhere. It's like, you know, it's not doing you any good, and your nose is sticking out. Or the food gets in front of you, and suddenly you're building a COVID perimeter. But you have to have a mask on to get up and go to the, it just doesn't, nothing makes sense. But me saying that, there are people out there who are still in fear. They're going, how dare him? It's just, you know, it killed my cousin. And everybody's got an example, self-obsessed example that happened to them. Why not just be free to have discussions? Why can you not listen to a comedian? Because we are going to unpeel things that are not going to be on the news because the news is all sponsored. I tell people in my classes, don't watch the news. There's no purpose in watching the news. It's all sponsored. Every bit of it is, not a little bit. So they choose what news that you see. And it's always news that scares you. Then they end the news by going, like a 20-second piece of, there's a kitten in a tree.
Right.
Human interest, Bob, nonsense. I have a kitten too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's it. That's only the only time they address something humorous with laughter. Oh, the weather. Because, you know, how, you know, unless there's a storm. My mom's always like, oh, it's unbelievable. They put these weather people, I was growing up, they put the weatherman inside the studio. Now he's outside, like, dressed up like Nanook of the North. You know, so my mom is so funny. So she shares this stuff. And that's another thing. We share this sense of humor. My mom writes me. She goes, what's bugging Barb? What's bugging her? As truth. That's all comedy is truth. Don't be afraid of the truth. Don't be afraid to surrender your old ideas on what comedy should be, on who should be canceled. Language is ridiculous. If you're like religious, right, and you're all upset about language, you know, the religion, wherever you come, your religion comes from, did not speak that language.
Correct.
There's no F-bomb.
Correct.
In Jerusalem, right? It just doesn't exist. So you have been programmed to believe that that comedian needs to come off the air. My children are subjected to that. Meanwhile, what do your kids see on TV? Rape, molestation, schoolyard shootings. Either I'm going to mess them up, you know, with dropping a curse word that doesn't mean anything in another language. So just stop, pause, reflect, and be you. And you're not offended. You're really not offended.
Craig Shoemaker is my guest. Craig, we've got a few moments. Post-COVID, if you will, although we're starting to hear the sabers rattling, Barbara Ferrer's in trouble, and, you know, maybe mm-hmm. next Friday, more masks again, mm-hmm. whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Did COVID challenge you to be better in this realm? Did you mm-hmm. just continue on as we look, hopefully, as more people wake up and go, hey, there's a little bit more to this and fear is the factor? Where does Craig Shoemaker see himself in the next few years?
I look at everything that's going on as a bottom. We're hitting a bottom like an alcoholic. I happen to be in recovery a long time, and I hit bottoms. And I believe we are all hitting a giant spiritual bottom. Not all, but a lot of people really are. We're so confused. We don't know where to turn. We don't, because, and where we are turning has no laughter, has no joy to it. It's very much rigid, and you get in line. Or I'm writing a book called Get Out of Line and Into Alignment. Get in alignment with love and joy and happiness and laughter. Why not align with that? So much, with the anger, you got that down. We see it all the time. Everybody's mad at each other. Why not, you know, even if somebody's driving, listening right now, I said something, you know, that bothered you. Why are you? I'm going to look this guy up and write him a letter. Really? Why waste your time? The letter's not going to affect me, by the way. It's not going to affect me. You might want to write a letter and say, I appreciated a different thought than I usually have.
Hmm.
You know, I appreciate that. You know, I mean, hey, that's something, a conversation you can have. And how much fun is that? But everybody thinks we need to know everything about them. And by the way, my brain is at capacity. I don't know about you, Frank.
But oh, yeah.
I you know, my hard drive is full. And it's now the space that's very little left is wasted, but stuff that I don't want to hear. Like, here's one. It comes up, he goes, my name is Cade, I'll be your waiter. I go, do I have to memorize your name? You just replaced my social security number. Don't tell me the specials. I'll lose my Gmail password. I only have so much. So why not have some fun with your life and make that the choice? The choice is, today I'm going to laugh this many times. You know, kids laugh 200 times a day. Adults laugh 20. We start off these laughing, joyous beings, and then people say, get in line, shut up, sit down, here's your grade if you're good, compliance and all that, as opposed to let's bring out people's joy.
And when you think of the word dis-ease.
Yeah, right?
It's giving
you're
up.
Out of ease.
That's right.
Yeah, you're out of ease. You're exactly right. And that's how disease is caused, from stress. Now, you know what laughter does. Now, here's the medical stuff. I think you asked me about this. Mm-hmm. Oxygenate your body. Healing endorphins release. Stress is relieved when you laugh. You literally cannot be depressed while you're laughing. I take people in a guided laughter. I go, watch this. You just say these words. I'm depressed.
Can't do it.
You cannot be depressed in that moment in time.
Amen.
Cannot happen.
Craig Shoemaker is out and about. You can find out more at craigshoemaker.com. Maybe you want to check out a little bit of Laughter Heals and Command the Room, as Craig will coach you.
Laughterheals.org. Yes, we go to hospitals, aftercare facilities, help wounded warriors find some laughter. We also deal with caregivers and first responders, because there's so much under stress and it's very negative, dark. Add some levity to your life. And by the way, in celebration, what's the word? Hallelujah. Mm. It has ha in there.
Right? That's ha, right.
Hallelujah.
Never even thought of that.
Ha, of course you did, because you're stoic.
Craig,
hallelujah.
It's great to see you. Thank you for being my brother. First guest
no
on
way.
My new show.
Get yeah. out of here.
No, that's true.
That's so cool. The Virgin Voyage. I love it.
That's right.
You'll always remember me.
CraigShoemaker.com. Yeah, I'll always remember you indeed. More of this, the Frank Sontag Show next.
AM 790
KABC. KABC News at 7:30. I'm Sharon Reardon. Good evening. LA County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer is facing backlash over a possible conflict of interest. A study the CDC and LA County health officials have been using to support the need for masks in schools was co-authored by her daughter. This comes as Ferrer says she may order a new indoor mask mandate for LA County by July 29th. Governor Newsom is going after gun makers.
30% of the shootings here in Los Angeles County related to ghost guns. It's a crisis.
Today he signed legislation into law that will allow private citizens to sue those who provide or manufacture illegal firearms in California, including those so-called ghost guns. The law will take effect in January. It was modeled after Texas abortion law that allows people to sue anyone who aids or abets in an abortion. And officials are considering ways to prevent illegal activity on the new 6th Street Viaduct Bridge that connects downtown to Boyle Heights. Last night, vandals spray-painted graffiti on the structure, and there have been several sideshows featuring vehicles doing donuts. There have also been several accidents, mostly due to reckless driving. The markets closed in the red today. News sponsored by Lowe's. Find summer savings on select major appliances at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. While supplies last, valid 7/21 through 7/27. KABC SoCal weather. Clear skies tonight. Some low clouds and fog after midnight. Lows in the mid-60s. We've got some clouds and fog tomorrow morning. Then sunshine. Highs in the 70s at the beaches. The 80s and 90s for the inland and valley areas. Currently at 78 degrees in Brea, 73 in Brentwood. For news on demand, check out KABC.com with stories that are honest and informative and that you'll want to share with like-minded friends. Try it now. KABC.com. Traffic up next, then more of the Frank Sontag Show.
If this statement rings true to you,
every politician who talks about a, quote, plan to end homelessness, they are liars. L-I-A-R-S. Liars.
You've come to the right place. Your home for fast-paced, fact-based, like-minded talk. AM 790 KABC.
KABC dependable traffic right now in Hawthorne, 105 Freeway eastbound at Prairie Avenue. Carpool and left lanes have been shut down with a crash investigation for quite a time, and that's still making for a solid jam east 105 from the start of the freeway near LAX. Westbound, you may also see some slow going. On the 405 freeway southbound near Venice Boulevard in Culver City, a box truck broke down earlier. Lanes have been reduced there for a time with traffic still extra heavy. And in the San Fernando Valley in Pacoima, 118 freeway eastbound before the 5 freeway, crash there in the carpool lane with a big jam from the 405. That's dependable traffic. I'm Richard Turnage, AM 790 KABC.
KABC welcomes legendary Grand Funk Railroad frontman Mark Farner. Mark Farner's American Band Acoustic Show, August 6th at the Libby Bowl in Ojai. Get tickets at AXS.com or where music meets the soul.com.
Frank Sontag, and I want to talk to you about my friends at Home Comfort USA. You can take advantage of their new overstock situation, get $2,000 cash back on a new AC system from Lennox, no payments for 1 year, easy financing, get your system installed in days, not weeks or months. Don't let this time pass you by. Limited time basis, call them now. 888-862-1929, 888-862-1929. You can also visit homecomfortusa.com, California license number 974908.
Remember black and white TVs? Who remembers those? Black and white antennas, no remote. Remember what remote was for a lot of us? The youngest one in the family. Plus, I was the only boy. Just put a chair in front of the TV, had my hand on the knob. What's next? Da-da-da-da-da-da. And that other knob, the UHF, where you surround the channel like a safe cracker. Hold still. 18, you don't have a clue what I'm talking about. Looking at me, UHF, what's oof? And how about the knob? It always got stripped off, and every family had to have what? The needle nose pliers. They should just sold the TV with the pliers. There you go. You'll need these in 6 weeks. You only had one chance. There's like an art to it. Remember, you got it. I got it. And if you missed a channel, you couldn't relock it all the way back around. That's right, 18. That's how we rolled.
Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. My thanks again to Craig Shoemaker. My goodness, CraigShoemaker.com is his website. That bit is so true. And I love when he alluded to 18, you have no clue. Now, let me just spend a moment. I can't help but stay here on the topic of humor for a moment or two, having Craig in studio for 30 minutes, and it's hard to just transition back into the, hey, did you hear about the latest, you know, mask mandates coming back, and Barbara Ferrer got caught, and we're going to talk about, you know, the world, if you will. When I grew up, here I am, we had three channels, 3, 5, and 8, black and white TV. Craig is right about the needle nose plier. I mean, literally within a few weeks, it didn't work so well. That plastic knob broke. It's all true. And yet, here's the funny part. And those of you listening, be honest. It seems like it was just yesterday. For those of us, we're dating ourselves, right? Life goes by so quickly. The Bible says that it's a vapor. And so I think intrinsically we yearn to laugh. We yearn to just have ease, right? Take a deep breath. And so I thank God for guys like Craig Shoemaker. I thank God for Craig Shoemaker. He's a good friend. If you've never seen him in person, as he said, he's out and about. It's not why he came in to necessarily plug things, but go to CraigShoemaker.com. And laughter does heal indeed. All right, welcome back to the program. Hey, let me mention a sponsor, and this isn't in levity, but the first time I heard about Rejuvi-U, I have to tell you, I broke out into a sweat. They were sponsors of a program I did in past, and when I heard about kind of what they did, I thought, well, that's for women. That's for like Trisha and women that are beautiful and they want to work on their aesthetics, because Rejuvi-U does all that. They restore. They're into restoration, skin, facial stuff, and everything else. But they believe in regeneration. They believe the body wants to heal itself. So when I got to know Dr. John Shea a bit more and we got into our deep conversations, he was telling me about things like PRP, stem cell studies and research, and doing incredible things. I had a torn rotator cuff about 3-4 months ago. I went in with a PRP shot. My shoulder's about 85% right now. So if you want to find out more, my suggestion is to reach out, find out more about John Shea and Rejuvi-U. A number to call is 626-551-4800. And I'll be doggone if I don't have their website. I'm guessing it's Rejuvi-U.com, but they're good people. They support this program. And if you want to do something good for yourself or your spouse, reach out to my friends at Rejuve-U. You will not regret it. Oh, my gosh. Craig is, he's like, he's influenced me. I want to do a really bad joke. When I think of Rejuve-U, I don't think of Barbara Ferrer. Oh, my gosh. Frank, what are you saying? First time I saw Barbara Ferrer, it scared me. I'm like, and this is our czar? This is the woman that tells us 10 million L.A. County residents whether we can live another day and bow down? Wayman, you have that audio clip from, it's Fox News, and it's been blown up here on KBC. John Phillips, I think, broke it Wednesday about how he found out Barbara Ferrer's daughter had something to do with a study, $130,000, all about mask mandates. Fox did an expose on it, and we've got an audio clip somewhere that Wayman will find. It may take a few moments, but it's all about, look, my friends, KBC family, we have to think for ourselves. Stop taking what an expert says, integrating into your life without even checking it out. When we first started hearing about COVID a couple of years ago, something intrinsically in me, and I'm not saying somehow I knew, but there was something amiss when I knew that people in positions of expertise in the medical community, when they were being silenced, and we weren't hearing other, shall we say, other parts of what was a bigger picture. We were just hearing doom and gloom and fear. And that somehow you either listen to them and give them your power and let them control, and then you blink your eyes 2 years later. It worked. Craig alluded to it. And driving into work on a 405, I probably saw 10, 15 people in their car by themselves with a mask on. And I don't necessarily want to take shots at them, but I mean, really? What does that look like? I mean, why would you sit in your car with a mask on by yourself? I can only imagine that there's a bit of fear. So I'm just here to disseminate information and to challenge you to think and maybe research other things. This is a story that a local television station broke not that long ago.
And I see that you're smiling and giggling.
I'm actually going to not comment. I made a comment. I think I answered the question, unless it's a different question.
It is a different question.
You don't disclose conflicts if you're not an author on an article. Okay, so for folks who are new to the research world, everybody who
let me jump in. I don't know what that is.
An article.
That's not it.
The second thing I want.
Yeah, but that's not what we said. I'm not sure what she's talking about. So we'll find it on the break. It's just a news expose that her daughter got caught co-authoring some study on masks. And we're going to, Frank Motek covered it a bit. We'll find out Tuesday if Friday, you know, you go to L.A. County and you got to wear a mask. Look, I'm not here to somehow I've got the market corner on prognostication, but you pretty much... I'm saying it's almost a done deal. They're going to start pushing again. Now, does the reality warrant it? I'm not one to say it does. I don't believe it does. I have questioned masks from the beginning. In fact, later in the broadcast, we're going to talk about Pfizer. How did Pfizer do? They make any money? What does an epidemiologist say about the vaccines? Does it really help immunity? Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has some words about Anthony Fauci. So we'll kind of lean into the whole COVID and what is to come. But again, I just want to ask you, have you really thought outside the box? Have you spent time researching other thoughts, other medical experts? You know, there's some doctors out there that have lost quite a bit. First woman that pops into my mind is Simone Gold. She was actually, I think, other than Vladimir Zelenko, the first doctor that I had on my old program to talk about there's a little bit more going on here. And this was like in May of 2020. When you talk about research and studies and clinical trials. And I'm not even going to the doom and gloom and conspiracy theories. I'm just saying, look, we have an immune system. The body has miraculous regenerative powers. God made us that way. Early therapeutics were pushed to the back 40 and shut down by the standard medical community. And we would hear hospitals are overrun and it was fear and doom and gloom. And I'm not here to say, look, people didn't die. Of course people died. And I don't mean this facetiously, but I think it's a sin that we've never really had early therapeutics as a priority. Or look at the statistics of the percentage of people that actually are in danger. Here's the bottom line. It became politicized. And it still is. And it's about money and power. And will continue as long as the masses, as long as we go along with it. Or we just say, no, thank you, we've had enough. I do not comply, which is my mindset. And I don't do that out of rebellion or because I'm a spoiled brat or somehow I just, you know, didn't get enough love growing up. I'm saying, no, there are much greater things to be concerned about than a virus that 98, 99% of the people, I mean, we're being sold a false bill of goods. At quite a high dollar amount. Some people are making a lot of money. All right, we're going to reset here. I don't know where we're going to go. I've got Joe Biden banging the climate change emergency gong and a school back in Boston teaching students how to resist violently. We're going to cover a lot as we continue. Thank you for listening to this. This is the Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
KABC Dependable Traffic, right now, Northern San Fernando Valley in Pacoima, 118 Freeway eastbound before the 5 Freeway interchange crash earlier at last check, carpool lane blocked. Traffic is still extra heavy from the 405 Freeway interchange. Stalled truck earlier, 405 Freeway southbound around Venice Boulevard, and with lanes reduced there for a long time, traffic still extra tough from about Santa Monica Boulevard. And in Hawthorne, 105 Freeway eastbound at Prairie Avenue, carpool and left lanes have been shut down with a crash investigation. That's been going on for quite a time there. The investigation and traffic is still very slow from the LAX area. That's Dependable Traffic. I'm Richard Turnage, AM 790 KABC.
Frank Sontag here for Phil Liberatore and the IRS Problem Solvers. Phil has been a lifelong friend of mine. He does my income taxes. And I just want to tell you, wherever you are at with your income taxes, maybe you filed, maybe you haven't filed forever, I can personally tell you, Phil is the guy to call. He has an amazing outreach to the IRS. Let me give you the information. You will not regret reaching out to him. 877-6-SOLVER, 877-6-SOLVER. You can also reach out to Phil through their website, StopIRSPay.com.
It could be information to change your life forever. Or the Something You Should Know podcast could just be something interesting.
Eve Turow Paul, she's author of a book called Hungry.
Identifying yourself by what you don't eat on its surface can seem silly. A lot of these behaviors are driven by things like loneliness. Food on social media is a social currency, but also a way to facilitate connection.
Join Mike Carruthers and guests for Something You Should Know. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues in the middle of the pouring rain.
Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. I got more emails about Mark Cohn, which is the song that you're listening to right now called Walking in Memphis. I got more people emailing me, Mark Cohn, oh, I haven't heard that song in so long. Thank you for playing it. By the way, we'd love to hear from you. If you're new to the program or if you somehow have listened to maybe programs past and heard I was coming back on the radio, reach out to us at franksontag.com. You can email me through my website. You can also get on our mailing list. We are on social media. I'm horrible at self-promotion. But kind of in the world we live in, social media is not going anywhere. So if you are in social media on Instagram, Facebook, follow us. I am on all of that stuff, although I'm not interactive. I have a good friend in ministry, and he posts like 17 things a day. He's got a couple hundred thousand followers. I think I've got 4,000 or 5,000. And I say, how do you have so many followers? He goes, I post 17 things a day. How do I say this? No disrespect, but I've got other things to do. But I would love it if you would follow me, Frank Sontag. I'm on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. I got in Twitter trouble the other day, which I don't even care to get into. I posted something, and oh my goodness, the Twitter police were out and you know, gave me a slap on the hands. It's just a bizarre world we live in. Craig said it. Everybody has access now to a voice. And the last thing I want to do is sound like the old man in the chair with his bifocals on in his rocking chair reading the paper. But doggone it, I didn't realize it growing up, how wonderful it was to live in kind of a simpler world. The metaphor I often think of is if you maybe lived at the end of a dirt road. My uncle had a farm in Manaway, Ohio. We used to go visit every summer. I just spent the weekend up in Central California at a friend's ranch. There's something about just unplugging and sitting on the porch and watching the sunset and looking at the vistas. And here's one, having a conversation face-to-face with a good friend. Where you're not grinding on, oh my gosh, I got to check my phone. Maybe an email came in. Maybe I need to send off that post on Facebook. If you're new to the program, I will tell you this. I have a kind of a resounding theme that I try to weave in every week. It goes like this. We are not as divided. My suspicion is we're not as divided as we're being led on that we are, whether it's through the media, whether it's through social media. It seems like those that are disgruntled and angry are the ones that are yelling the loudest, but that doesn't mean that there are a lot of them. I think stereotypically, we all want somewhat of the same things. We want peace of mind. We want to have a certain level of financial security, whatever that looks like. We want to be healthy, right? The simple things in life. I think the majority of us want that. And I happen to think we need each other. We're social creatures. God didn't make us to go up and spend time in the cave by ourselves and, you know, every once in a while come out and say, hey. We're meant to interact. That's why COVID was so damaging to our children. And we put them in front of video screens. And some of us are surprised by some of the setbacks that they've incurred. And now that the political elite are ramping up for another round, again, we say no. We don't have to participate in that kind of stuff. Take back some ground. I remember maybe 6 months into COVID. Do you remember this one? Where they said you can't even go out. Maybe it was about a year in. You can't even go out and run. You can't go for a walk. You'll be traced if somehow you're hanging out at the neighbor's house. Are you kidding me? Again, hear my words. I'm not here minimizing the virus. Or what was the virus before? All I'm saying is when you have an entity of people that benefit and are about gaining power and control, the lesson has been done historically, and it works. Get the masses to be fear-filled, and you can pull their strings like a puppet. My acumen in my life is live life to its fullest. Derive joy every day that God gives you breath. Embrace adversity. Life is not supposed to be easy. Why would you want life to be easy? I usually gain strength and insight when I get challenged in life. I think that was my allure to being a New Age teacher for 20 years. Self-development, personal improvement. I did that for 21 years. I'm fascinated by the faculties of human beings. And now in my new season of life, I'm a follower of Christ. I believe God made us in His image. Make every day your masterpiece is what Coach John Wooden used to say. Life is good intrinsically. And why would I want an easy life? This is an exciting time to be alive. And we need each other to stand shoulder to shoulder. I love what Craig does. Laugh together. Have a good laugh. You've got friends. There's nothing like sitting around and just having some fun. Take a respite from the crazy world. No doubt about it, the world's going to stay a bit crazy. The power corrupt are going to stay corrupt and keep doing their thing. But my goodness, just even to be alive is a miracle. You know, you have a little cut on your hand. And you just assume, you know, it's going to get a scab, it's going to heal. But we don't really think about those healing properties. At least I didn't for a good chunk of my life. You have an immune system that's naturally geared toward healing. That's why I love what they do at RejuVU. Their motto, it's all about restoration. They believe the body is about regeneration. Life is good, my friends. And if life gets hard, let's come alongside each other and help each other through tough times. But living in fear, being overwhelmed, being paralyzed, when I think of the drug epidemic we have in our country and the amount of antidepressants that are doled out or during COVID, how, here we go, 12-step programs, couldn't even meet. How much alcoholism maybe skyrocketed? No. Churches shut down. And we've gotten through 2 years. Have we learned anything from it? And this is the last thing I'll say, and we'll come back for hour number two and really lean into some deep topics. Maybe even take some calls. I haven't even opened the phone lines. I'm not saying I know what is to come, but I suspect those in positions of authority, especially in this wonderful state we live in, from the governor on down, right, the hypocrites, I just don't think they're going to go, yeah, go back to living your life and I'm not going to infringe on your own freedoms. Let me give you some of back. Let me give some of your power back to you that I embraced during the emergency. I just don't think that's what they're going to do. But did we learn anything from this? Have we had enough? How can we constructively move forward? I think we're going to be challenged. Are we up for the challenge? Maybe that's a small part of why I'm here on this wonderful radio station, AM 790 KABC. All right, hour number two is next. We're going to talk a little bit about the ruse of climate change. Joe Biden was banging the emergency gong. By the way, he's got COVID. How many times did he take the shot? Ugh. And there's a courageous congressman from Kentucky. In fact, we're going to start with that on the other side. He sat down with the transportation secretary, Mr. Buttigieg, and asked some questions about the electric grid and cars. It's a five-minute exchange you're not going to want to miss. Also, we're going to open the phone lines, 800-222-5222. We'd love to hear from you if you just want to check in and say hello, or if there's something on your mind or in your heart you want to share, you are welcome to call. Tricia will be the woman that you speak with before you get on the air with me. 800-222-5222. Wayman is back. It's always good to see my brother behind the board. And KBC family, we're glad that you have joined us. Hour number two is upon us. We thank you for listening to this, the Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
The Frank Sontag Show is brought to you by Home Comfort USA and the IRS problem solver Phil Liberatore. Fast-paced, fact-based.
It is not a matter of opinion, it is a matter of fact.
KABC,
Los Angeles, Orange County.
A Cumulus Media Station. Get it right.
KABC.
KABC News at 8 o'clock. I'm Sharon Reardon. Good evening. L.A. County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer has some more explaining to do.
This is audio from a viral video making its way across social media showing a cheering Dr. Barbara Ferrer among fans in the crowded seating area of Dodger Stadium during Tuesday's All-Star Game. Her mask is clearly seen, worn on her arm, not on her face. This comes as Ferrer has been urging people to wear masks in public places and is likely to issue a mandate soon for mask wearing indoors. It also comes as conflict of interest concerns have been raised about a study partly penned by Ferrer's daughter that was used by the county to make public policy regarding masks in schools. Jim Roop, KABC News.
The White House says President Biden has a runny nose, a cough, and some fatigue, and his COVID is being treated with Paxlovid. Officials say he met virtually with his economic team today. A Republican congressman and New York gubernatorial candidate is unharmed after he was attacked on stage during a campaign event last night. Lee Zeldin says his attacker had a knife and lunged for his throat. He thanked the people around him and law enforcement who intervened. His attacker was arrested and then shortly released thereafter, thanks to the state's no bail law, which Zeldin vows to change should he become New York's next governor. Prices for used cars continue to rise. A report from car shopping app Copilot reveals the going rate's about $10,000 above pre-pandemic levels. It puts the average price for a used vehicle at over $33,000 in June. That's a 0.5% increase for May and just below the survey's peak in March. And a jury has found Steve Bannon guilty of two counts of contempt of Congress. Bannon told Fox News he's going to fight the decision.
We respect their decision today. We may have lost a battle here today, but we're not going to lose this war. I stand with Trump and the Constitution, and I will never back off that, ever.
The former Trump White House strategist defied a subpoena from the House January 6th committee. He now faces 30 days to 1 year in jail. KABC Sports, the Dodgers hosting the Giants tonight, and that's sports on the home of the USC Trojans. The market's closed in the red today. KABC SoCal weather. We've got mostly clear skies right now. Some areas of low clouds and fog after midnight. Lows in the mid-60s. Areas of fog and low clouds tomorrow morning, then sunshine. Highs in the 70s at the beaches. 80s and 90s for the inland and valley areas. Currently it's 77 degrees in Placentia, 81 in Pasadena, and it's 82 degrees in Pacoima. If most of the media makes you shake your head, you're right at home here. Thanks for choosing fast-paced, fact-based 790 KABC. Traffic next, then stay with us for more of the Frank Sontag Show.
AM 790 KABC. Want to get groceries? Alexa can help with that. Want to get the temperature? She can help with that too. Want to get it right? Just say,
Alexa, enable the KABC AM skill.
Okay, here's AM 790 KABC.
KABC Dependable Traffic right now. Finally, some good news from CHP in Hawthorne. Now, for quite a while, 105 Freeway eastbound at Prairie Avenue, left side of the freeway had been shut down. The carpool and left lanes closed due to a crash investigation. And the update from CHP, the good news, this just cleared out of the way. Damaged cars just removed and the investigation wrapped up. But eastbound 105, you may still see some off and on slow going coming away from LAX. So if you're heading that way, be advised. Also, 118 Freeway eastbound at Reseda Boulevard is stalled, pushing to the shoulder, but heads up there. That's dependable traffic. I'm Richard Turnage, AM 790 KABC.
AM 790 KABC.
Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show, hour number two. Thank you for joining us. We're going to cover a lot of ground in this hour. We've got some calls on the screen. No specific topic in terms of calls. Something I do, or I used to do, and we're going to integrate it into this program. The last Friday of the month, we're going to do open phones on any and all topics. So I didn't really say anything in particular, so I'll take those callers on hold. Also, it's hot. I want to give a shout out to one of my sponsors, Ken and Tina Starr from Home Comfort USA. How's your AC? Man, last year we were renting a home in the valley and our AC went out and it took 3 days for somebody to come out. This is before I met Ken and Tina. And it was awful. So maybe your air conditioning needs a little update, tune up. They've got an incredible offer for those listening to my broadcast. You get $2,000 cash back on a new AC system from Lennox. They've got overstock. They've got too much. So they're going to give the deal to you. No payments for a year. Easy financing. Go to their website, homecomfortusa.com, or call them 888-862-1929. Have a technician come out and check out your AC. It's going to stay hot for a while because, you know, it is. It's climate change. It's here. Oh, my gosh. In fact, maybe this is a good moment to segue into an audio clip. Let me set it up. I have never heard of Congressman Thomas Massey. He's from Kentucky. Recently, he did a back and forth. Pete Buttigieg, our transportation secretary, or masquerading as our transpo secretary, I guess was on Capitol Hill, and they had an exchange. And Massey, this is about 5 minutes. Really listen, this is phenomenal. Massey came from a position of he's not reactionary, he's not over the top, he's not argumentative. He sets up his case well at the beginning. And I want you to listen to this exchange. It's about electric vehicles. It's about the grid, especially for those of us living in California. This isn't going away. We're going to keep hearing this electric vehicle stuff and maybe a brownout coming to your community. But this is an exchange. Congressman Thomas Massey from Kentucky and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. Check this out.
Secretary Buttigieg, I've been driving an electric car for 10 years, and I've had solar panels for 15 years, and I'm really bullish on technology and the way it could help make our country energy independent or more energy independent. But I'm really alarmed at sort of the naivete of those who are promoting rapid adoption of these technologies with our existing infrastructure. President Biden signed a non-binding executive order stating that 50% of vehicles sold in the United States should be electric by 2030. Do you support that?
Yes.
And he also said that by 2035 that 100% of the federal government fleet should be electric. Do you support that?
Yes.
So which uses more electricity? We're talking about residential electricity here. A refrigerator when it's running or an electric car when it's charging in your garage?
I would expect a car.
Would you say it uses twice as much or 25 times as much?
I would think closer to 25 times as much.
Yeah. It's actually 50 at the instantaneous moment, but over the course of a year, if I take the numbers from the U.S. Department of Energy about the average household, how many vehicles they own and how far they drive, over the course of a year, an American household would use 25 times as much electricity for their electric car as they would for their refrigerator if they had 100% adoption. If the average family has two vehicles, and this would be if the average family had two electric vehicles. Do you think it would strain the grid if everybody plugged in 25 refrigerators in every household?
Well, if we didn't make any upgrades to the grid, sure. I mean, if we had yesterday's grid with tomorrow's cars, it's not going to work. It's one of the reasons why we believe that infrastructure includes electrical infrastructure and argued for that to be included, as it thankfully was in the bipartisan law.
Do you think by 2030, which is when Biden says 50% of cars sold should be electric, do you think the grid will be capable of handling electric cars?
It's going to need to be, and we're working with the Department of Energy every day. We've established a joint office of energy and transportation to map out some of the needs. Obviously, some of this gets outside of my lane, and we've been discussing with, for example, the truck stops that are looking at what their power needs would need to be at an interchange where today they're mainly filling up on gas in order to accommodate that. And then, as you mentioned, a lot of the scenario for this is also residential. But it's also worth pointing out that while a typical driver who adopts electric is using more electricity, at the end of the day, they're using less energy because of the efficiency benefits of getting that energy produced at utilities.
The problem is we don't have the capacity to produce that energy. You aptly use the word need. You could say want as well. There's needs and wants to make this fantasy work by 2030. But the reality is the capability is not going to be there. The average household uses 17% of their electricity for air conditioning. And that would mean the average household uses 1,870 kilowatt hours per year for air conditioning. If that average household plugged in electric cars, do you know how much more electricity they would use in comparison to the air conditioning that air conditions their whole house?
No, but again, I would emphasize it will be less energy
overall. Let me help
you
with that first before we go on, because the numbers are important. It would take four times as much electricity to charge the average household's cars as the average household uses on air conditioning. Do you think that could be? So if we reach the goal by 2030 that Biden has of 50% adoption instead of 100% adoption, that means the average household would use twice as much electricity charging one of their cars as they would use for all of the air conditioning that they use for the entire year. Do you think this could contribute to rolling blackouts and brownouts in areas of the country where air conditioning is basically considered essential?
Not if we prepare. Look, the fact that people who have electric vehicles are going to use more electricity can't be a reason to give up. The idea that America is inferior to the other countries that have figured this out just doesn't sit well with us in administration, and that's why we're investing in a better grid.
In the time that I have left, let me say, I'm not saying we shouldn't prepare. I told you at the beginning of this, I'm bullish on this technology, but the numbers and the rate of adoption has been developed using political science, not engineering. They're impractical. And if we blindly follow these goals that Biden has set out, it will cause pain and suffering for the middle class. And I yield back.
Congressman Thomas Massie is from Kentucky. That's an exchange with Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg. The one thing I will say about that is, look, I'm not against electric vehicles. I did a radio program from 1987 to 2009, covered a lot of different topics. We even talked about the electric vehicle back then. But why is it an either or? Either you go with the current administration and the Green Deal and clean energy, right? And somehow all combustion engines are bad, and by 2030, half the cars on the road will be electric. Why? Why are we in such a hurry? Well, I'll tell you why. Because the end of the world is coming, right? Climate change. So here's a way we can bust that nonsense quickly. Joe Biden, last week, before he tested positive for COVID, was out there talking about climate change is an emergency. You hear the fear-mongering. Let me read an Associated Press story for you and to you that was about a report from, and I mean this, you can find it for yourself, the year 2000, 22 years ago. Let me read it to you, or a portion of it. A senior UN environmental official says entire nations could be wiped off the face of the earth by rising sea levels if the global warming trend is not reversed by the year 2000. coastal flooding, crop failures would create an exodus of what they call eco-refugees, threatening political chaos, said Noel Brown, director of the New York Office of the UN Environment Program, or UNEP. He said governments have a 10-year window period. I believe this was 1989 when this came out. 10-year window period, opportunity to solve the greenhouse effect before it goes beyond human control. As the warming melts polar ice caps, ocean levels will rise up by 3 feet, enough to cover the Maldives and other flat island nations, Brown told the AP. Coastal regions will be inundated. 1/6 of Bangladesh could be flooded, displacing 1/4 of its 90 million people. 1/5 of Egypt's arable land in the Nile Delta would be flooded, cutting off its food supply. Should I keep going? UNEP estimates it would cost the United States at least $100 billion to protect its East Coast alone. Excess carbon dioxide is pouring into the atmosphere because of humanity's use of fossil fuels and the burning of rainforest, the study said. I can go on and on. This is 1989, 10 years. And here we are, 2022. We're hearing a lot of the same nonsense. What is it about every 10 years, right? It's the end. Is there such a thing as global warming? Of course. I think we can learn. It goes in cycles. Remember the Ice Age, et cetera, et cetera. But these fear-mongers. Get that electric vehicle. California, don't use your water, right? The drought. Ah. People, time to wake up. Time to get involved. We're here to be good stewards of the earth. But the earth is not going anywhere. 10 years from now, we're not all going to die from global warming. These people are hypocrites. And the information is there to be had. Find out for yourself. 800-222-5222. We're going to take some calls and continue with more of this, the Frank Sontag Show, next on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
KABC Dependable Traffic right now. Another reminder about this Caltrans construction zone in Irwindale that's slowing things down on the 210 freeway. Much slower than usual conditions in this area. 210 freeway eastbound and westbound between the 605 freeway interchange and Irwindale Avenue. Now, either side of the freeway there, lanes are greatly reduced. So, with that situation, eastbound and westbound 210 approaching the 605, look for continued slow going. Also, 10 freeway eastbound at Rosemead Boulevard, earlier stall clearing, but traffic extra tough there. That's dependable traffic. I'm Richard Turnage, AM 790 KABC.
Frank Sontag, and I want to talk to you about my friends at Home Comfort USA. You can take advantage of their new overstock situation, get $2,000 cash back and a new AC system from Lennox. No payments for 1 year. Easy financing. Get your system installed in days, not weeks or months. Don't let this time pass you by. Limited time basis. Call them now. 888-862-1929. 888-862-1929. You can also visit homecomfortusa.com. California license number 974908.
AM 790 KABC.
Welcome back to this, the Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC. We are grateful that you are out there. This is actually our fourth program. Hard to believe it's been almost a month since we began. Time goes by way too quickly. If you're new, we're here every Friday evening from 7 until 9 p.m. Pacific. If you miss any portion of this broadcast, you can go to franksontag.com or our KABC.com site. We are on Rumble as well, and you can listen to the broadcast in its entirety. One last thought, and then we're going to talk to Irene and Dave, and we have a couple of lines open if you care to call and get on the air and have a conversation or even a discussion. 800-222-5222 are the numbers to call into this program. 800-222-KABC. Something I am mulling over, and it would impact all of you that listen to this program. Years ago, I would do a monthly talk in Los Angeles at a place of which I won't make mention of. But it would be an extension of this program. You'd be invited, open to the public, like a Monday night. We get together and just kind of roll up our sleeves and you can meet me and we can have conversations and discussions and debate. I'm really being prompted to start that again. And I'm looking at maybe the first Monday of the month, which I think will be like September the 4th. And I'd love to know if you're interested. We're going to set up a hotline where you can call and you can leave a message. If you're not on my mailing list, go to franksontag.com and please do so. I have a men's ministry. We have an event coming up in September on the 24th in Ventura County that will be phenomenal. We have a retreat in October. My heart is to challenge and encourage men to step up and find the purpose and plan God has for their lives. Whether you have a faith or not. So there's a lot of ways to get involved. That's what this program is about. It's kind of every Friday night for 2 hours, we get to kind of have community together and talk about issues that we're concerned about. 800-222-5222. Let's talk to Irene, who's in Tarzana. Irene, you are on the Frank Sontag Show.
Thank you. Thank you. I watched the riots on January 6th on ABC, as a matter of fact, and they were showing the kitchen or the dining room of the White House, and it contained President Trump and several other members of his staff or his relatives, and it included the ex-wife of Governor Newsom. Anyway, they were all cheering on the rioters who were walking along the street near the White House. They were on their way, I guess, to the Capitol. And the cheering on was mostly by Newsom's ex-wife. She said, come on, let's go. And they were so happy all these people were marching to the Capitol. And I thought that I haven't seen it on television since, but WABC should have a copy of that riot, whatever you want to call it, marching and the White House cheering them on.
So in your estimation, what do you think January 6th was about? What do you believe occurred? Do you believe it was an insurrection?
It was the worst thing I could have ever experienced. I love this country. It is the greatest country. You cannot accomplish in other countries what you can accomplish here if you study and work hard. And since my relatives came a long time ago, but at the same time, they took chances. My father went by boat as a stowaway to England from where he came from, and he eventually made it here, although he was deported from England, but he tried again and he succeeded. And he came here, and his great-grandchildren are now professional doctors and lawyers and accountants.
Let me interrupt. I agree with you. My great-grandparents came from Italy. This is a great country. I believe in legal immigration. But I asked you specifically about January the 6th and what you believe went down. I will tell you this, and you're welcome to call again. I think the last thing that happened was an insurrection. I think that's a lie from hell. I had people that I know went January 6th and saw Donald Trump speak, and the media really has spun it. We've got the investigation committee that's biased. With respect, Irene, I'd like to suggest we're being lied to, or at least we're being told one side of the story. I don't know if you know who the Epoch Times are, E-P-C-O-C-H. It looks like Epoch. They have a new documentary out called The Real Story of January 6th. I would encourage you to watch it. This committee hearing is such a sham and is disgusting. We're hearing nothing but the left's perspective, Donald Trump, and he encouraged it, and it was an insurrection, and somehow it was the worst, as bad as Pearl Harbor. Are you kidding me? Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Dave in Whittier. Dave, you are on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. Can you hear me?
So far, I can.
Great. I'd like to make a comment about January 6th. You're totally on there. I want to make a comment about that, but I also want to make a comment about your climate change topic. And I just want to say you've come a long way, baby. I used to hear you before you turned toward Christ. And amen, you are right on. God is our purpose. We just need to pay attention to him and his word. And faith comes from hearing, and hearing from the word of Christ. And by the way, I did ask for your book when you had talked about that way back when. I got it was supposed to come, Frank. But guess what? A police officer showed up on my porch and said that something got porch pirated, and it was found over an alley by the car wash, and it was your book. Your book was porch pirated.
Okay. Well, let me respond, Dan. Thank you for the call. I'm not sure what happened. That's quite a story. I don't think I'm that important, by which, you know, somehow somebody sabotaged my book coming to your door. You can go to my website, franksontag.com, and get another one. By the way, if you're new, again, I wrote a book on my story. It's been about 4 or 5 years. It's called Light the Way Home. Do not buy it on Amazon. I would think the reasons being obvious, I don't support Amazon in so many ways. And thank you for the kind comments. And let me, we're going to talk to Dan in Los Angeles in a moment. Let me just say, I think 4 weeks later, Irene was the first call by which, let's just say, we had a difference of opinion. I embrace disagreement. We can have respectful conversations, even debates. I'm not going to yell and scream you down or any of that stuff. But my creed is inform yourself, educate yourself. And if you rely on the boob tube and the mainstream media, you are going to be fed nothing but propaganda in this day and age. It is flat out propaganda, and most of it is just lies, and it's disgusting. And January 6th is a part of that lie in terms of the way we're being presented with what happened. Let's talk to Dan in Los Angeles. He actually was there, it says on the screen. Dan, you're on the Frank Sontag Show on AM 790 KABC. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Frank. How you doing? Yes, I was there. I saw it all go down with my own eyes. What I saw was, the morning of the 6th, we got up before it was light, pitch black, and we took a taxi over there. You couldn't get in. By the time we got to the Washington Monument, there were so many people. I've never seen so many people in my entire life. It was good vibes. There was no issues whatsoever. Everybody was, you know, stoked to be an American, and it was very, very patriotic. Right about like 11:30 in the morning, we started seeing different people walking through an enormous crowd wearing tactical gear. And I saw people with backpacks on with baseball bats sticking out of their back, walking around through the crowd. And then it was kind of a weird thing because everybody was there enjoying the moment, being patriotic. But then there's these characters walking around that looked like they just didn't fit in. It was kind of like when you're at a high school party and a bunch of crashers walking that didn't belong there. And then, we were there till about 12:30, 1 o'clock, went back to the hotel to eat lunch, and then heard on the radio what was going on. So we went over there to watch it and got up kind of close enough to see that what was going on. And I was in the front part of the Capitol, and there was probably, from what I saw, I'm just guessing right now, probably several hundred people that were actually doing the rioting and kicking in the door, and a lot of them were dressed like that. They had the tactical gear on, and it looked like they all kind of just joined together and went down there, and they were kicking the doors and stuff. And then a lot of other people were sitting around watching in disbelief what was going on.
Dan, let me interrupt. We've got about 30 seconds. You've been hearing for the last couple of years, we've heard it was an insurrection, one of the worst historical events on American soil. When you hear that, what goes through your mind?
I don't believe that's true. I think I don't know exactly all the inside details, but what I will say about that day is that there was probably 800,000 people there. Everybody that I saw, with the exception of those small minority of people, were very patriotic and loved America.
Dan, I appreciate your call. Please call again. And I would concur with Dan. I think estimates were about 600,000 people, families. And we can go into the hatred of the former president and, you know, what all the things that he did or didn't do. But my goodness, we have seen the rise of the left. And I don't know about you, but 18 months into this, you have to ask yourself, is there any part of you that goes, why did I vote for this new administration? Maybe we can talk more about that and much more as we continue with more of this, the Frank Sontag Show, next.
AM 790.
KABC.
KABC News at 8:30. I'm Sharon Reardon. Good evening. Officials say President Biden is suffering from mild symptoms as he recovers from COVID. He's being treated with Paxlovid. He has been double vaxxed and double boosted. More than 600 pharmacists and pharmacy workers at Ralphs, Vons, Albertsons, and Pavilion stores in the Southland could walk off their jobs following an overwhelming membership vote today that would authorize union leadership to call for a strike. United Food and Commercial Workers filed unfair labor practice charges against the stores with the National Labor Relations Board, claiming they've engaged in unlawful and unfair treatment. No word on that strike, and they say negotiations are ongoing. And a small plane pulling an advertising banner crashed into the ocean near Huntington Beach today in the midst of a junior lifeguard competition, sending the pilot to the hospital with what's believed to be relatively minor injuries. The Huntington Beach Police Department says the cause of that crash remains under investigation. KABC Sports, the Dodgers are hosting the Giants this evening, and that's sports on the home of the USC Trojans. The markets closed in the red today. The Dow was down 137 points. NASDAQ closed down 225, and the S&P 500 was off by 37 points. KABC SoCal weather. Mostly clear skies this evening. We've got the usual areas of low clouds and fog after midnight. Lows in the mid-60s. Areas of low clouds and fog tomorrow morning, then sunshine. Highs in the 70s at the beaches, the 80s and low 90s for the inland and valley areas. Currently at 72 degrees in Orange, 80 in Encino. It's 68 degrees in El Segundo. For news on demand, check out KABC.com with stories that are honest and informative and that you'll want to share with like-minded friends. Try it now, KABC.com. Traffic next, then more of the Frank Sontag Show.
If this statement rings true to you,
whether it's the homelessness, the crime, education, cost of living, taxation, regulation, whatever subject you want to bring up, we don't do it well here.
You've come to the right place. Fast-paced, fact-based. AM 790, KABC.
KABC dependable traffic right now on the 5 freeway southbound. Just before the 110 freeway interchange, a stalled car earlier. Right lane blocked for a time. It looks like that may just now be clearing. But 5 southbound from Burbank all the way into this area, heading toward the East LA interchange. Traffic extra heavily congested in spots. 101 freeway southbound before the 4 level earlier stall. That's being pushed to the right shoulder. But south 101, traffic off and on slow all the way back to the 134 freeway interchange. And that's dependable traffic I'm Richard Turnage, AM 790 KABC.
Frank Sontag here for Phil Liberatore and the IRS Problem Solvers. Phil has been a lifelong friend of mine. He does my income taxes. And I just want to tell you, wherever you are at with your income taxes, maybe you filed, maybe you haven't filed forever, I can personally tell you, Phil is the guy to call. He has an amazing outreach to the IRS. Let me give you the information. You will not regret reaching out to him. 877-6-SOLVER, 877-6-SOLVER. You can also reach out to Phil through their website, StopIRSPain.com.
AM 790 KABC.
Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC. We're grateful for you if you spend any time with us on this Friday evening program. If you'd like to call in, the numbers are always 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. We'll take some calls in a little while. We do have a couple of lines open. Three retired U.S. military officers signed a letter authored by what is called Concerned Graduates of West Point and the Long Gray Line. What's the letter? Why did they sign it? It's a protest against mandatory vaccinations, critical race theory classes, progressive political activism, and what they call other quote-unquote woke actions in the military academy. This is at West Point. The long gray line refers to the continuum of graduates, United States Military Academy at West Point in New York. Quote, we wanted to challenge the leadership of the academy and the Defense Department on their woke actions, critical race theory, diversity training, and other discrepancies in the academy. We found it pervasive at the Naval and Air Force academies as well, so we knew it was directed from the highest levels of our military leadership. End quote. What's going on in our military? Paul Vallely is a retired U.S. Army. What is his rank here? Man, he's got a lot of stars, a lot of ribbons on. He said, quote, we all want the military to get back on track to training and leading our armed forces to secure America and its citizens. The letter titled, quote, Declaration of Betrayal of West Point and the Long Gray Line. Ask for the following information. Number one, an explanation for the irregularities in the enforcement of the honor code. Two, a justification for the mandatory vaccinations of cadets with the COVID virus despite widespread adverse reactions to the inoculation, as well as provisions for exceptions for cadets with religious objections. Three, an explanation for teaching critical race theory at the academy that constitutes an attack upon the Constitution and our constitutional republic. Number four, political activism on the part of civilian faculty members constituting political activity violating the longstanding policy of the academy and army regulations. Number five, the practice of exclusive reliance upon radical progressive guest speakers to address the core of cadets. This practice results in prejudiced political activism on the part of the staff and faculty in violation of Army regulations. And number six, an explanation for the failure of the superintendent to respond to correspondents inquiring about problems identified at the academy. This group of signees said they believe there is a rejection of the principles of West Point, which could endanger its original mission, quote, to educate, train, and inspire the Corps of Cadets so that each graduate is a commissioned leader of character, committed to the values of duty, honor, country, and prepared for a career of professional excellence and service to the nation as an officer in the United States Army, end quote. There was a book written by a man named Pat Williams. I want to say it's the seven core values. West Point, they've got benches all over the academy. And on the bench are certain codes like, I should have been more prepared and have the book in front of me. But it just kind of reminded me of that story. In fact, I'll tell you in a moment what it is. It's a phenomenal read. Pat's a friend of mine. Man's written over 100 books. It's called Character Carved in Stone, The 12 Core Virtues of West Point That Built Leaders and Produced Success. I'm very interested in the concept of leadership. I have a men's ministry. I see a lot of leaders that haven't built a whole lot of anything, and they tend to go vanilla. Leadership is a lonely path. But my goodness, in terms of manhood, I believe God made men a certain way. To be leaders and protectors and providers. We're the men that are out there, you know, taking the heat, leading the way. We live in this cancel culture. The brainwashing is alive and well. Listen to this story. Charlestown High School in Boston. Certain teachers instructed students learning English who have recently arrived in the United States, teaching them forms of resistance to what is being taught as oppression. The classroom files of three of the school's teachers in the Sheltered English Immersion Program were previously tipped off through the Boston Teachers Union website. Somebody made a boo-boo and posted it. The teachers teach humanities to 9th and 10th grade students who've recently arrived in the country from El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala, the Dominican Republic, Haiti, and China. One part of the curriculum profiled on the website involves, quote, notes and assignments around oppression, resistance, and narrative structure. Stay with me. You'll be glad you did when you hear the end of this story. It includes detailed note-taking sheets and PowerPoints on institutional, interpersonal, and internalized oppression. 9th and 10th grade high school students. The worksheet sheet is dubbed Forms of Resistance. Frank, why are you reading this? You ready? This isn't a high school in Boston. Alex Newman is an award-winning international journalist. Said, quote, the material clearly says and is designed to indoctrinate children into seeing themselves as victims of oppression. What's the big deal, Frank? Maybe they're teaching young children to, defense classes and how to defend themselves. No. The worksheet says that violence is definitely alternative during certain forms of oppression. Alluding to groups like Antifa as the standard of where these young 9th and 10th graders may have to defend themselves from this oppressive country that they've just been brought into, or who knows, maybe they crossed the border recently. There's no specifics in this article. Also, what's being taught, and I had to check this because it's kind of shocking. There's an example depicting crosshairs on the chest of then-President Nixon. Teachers said this type of image is, quote, extremely dangerous in the mind of a child because the teachers are encouraging assassinations. Alex Newman, again, the journalist that wrote the story, said, quote, when children are being encouraged to view assassination as a legitimate form of resistance, we've entered into some very, very dangerous territory. He said, in America, there's centuries of tolerance for peaceful protest, for peaceful assembly, for peaceful seeking of redress of grievances that is being lost right now. A lot of these children are being indoctrinated to believe that the alleged oppression they're facing is so severe that violent rebellion is not only justified but necessary. And there's more to the story. I'm really concerned about what's being taught on college campuses, high schools. Right here in California, if your child is in a public school, some of the sexual curriculum they're learning about that you may not know anything about. These are all opportunities to get involved in life. Barbara Ferrer is in the news everywhere. This woman is not even a doctor. I covered this 2 years ago on my other program. I think she has a degree in social justice or something. This is the woman that gets paid almost $500,000 a year, tells 10 million of us here in LA County how to live our lives. These people are hypocrites. Gavin Newsom, French Laundry. She was seen at the All-Star game. It's all over the news. And I'm actually pleasantly surprised the news is covering it. And she's going to determine next Tuesday if we're going to all be wearing masks inside next Friday. We need to recall all of these fools, right? George Gascon. Oh, my gosh. People have had enough. That's the good news. People are waking up. That's the good news. How about you? Are you part of the good news? I hope and pray that's the case. Love to hear from you. 800-222-5222. We have some lines open. 800-222-KABC. You'll talk to Tricia when you call in. She's the woman you speak with before you get on the air with me. Maybe we'll take calls in the last segment. What's on your mind? Have you heard this program before? Is this the first time? Who is this guy on the air? I don't like him so much. Or maybe I'm kind of digging what's going on here. Do you have any thoughts? I'd love to see the board light up here. Are you out there? Are you alive? Anybody out there? 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. One final segment is next. You are listening to this, The Frank Sontag Show, on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
KABC Dependable Traffic right now. Continuing SIG alert for a construction zone in Irwindale. Construction zone set up by Caltrans, 210 freeway eastbound and westbound between the 605 freeway interchange and Irwindale Avenue. Lanes are reduced on both sides of the freeway, and with that lane reduction on both sides, traffic is still a little bit extra heavy as you make your way into Irwindale on the Foothill Freeway. 405 freeway southbound just before Century Boulevard, a stall. It's now clearing, but if you're heading toward the airport on this Friday, South 405, traffic extra tough from before the 10 freeway. That's Dependable Traffic. I'm Richard Turner, JM790K, ABC.
Frank Sontag, and I want to talk to you about my friends at Home Comfort USA. You can take advantage of their new overstock situation, get $2,000 cash back and a new AC system from Lennox. No payments for 1 year. Easy financing. Get your system installed in days, not weeks or months. Don't let this time pass you by. Limited time basis. Call them now. 888-862-1929. 888-862-1929. You can also visit homecomfortusa.com. California license number 97490.
Paseo Oaks Pharmacy specializes in compounding dermatological preparations, veterinarian formulations, anti-aging, and hormone replacement therapy. Our pharmacists have over 20 years of compounding experience. Paseo Oaks Pharmacy offers free overnight shipping throughout California. We beat our competitors' prices. For quick and easy transfer of your prescriptions, call us at 800-991-6509. That's 800-991-6509. Or visit us at PaseoRx.com. That's PaseoRx.com.
I tried, yeah. I tried to be a righteous man. I tried to give love all over the world, but I'm tired of being you.
Welcome back to this, the Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC. We are here every Friday evening from 7 to 9. My name is Frank Sontag. Grateful to have you along. We have some plans for you in the coming weeks and months of this program. Let me just briefly make mention of this, and then we'll go back to the phones. We have a line open, 800-222-5222. Something is on your mind you want to share. No specific topic is on the table, as it were. I'm strongly thinking about beginning a once-a-month kind of get-together where I do a talk and we all do a Q&A and just kind of get together somewhere here in Los Angeles. I used to do this years ago when I was a New Age guru, but it's just really on my heart. I we do this program now 2 hours a week and sign off at 9, and it's like we're just getting started. And I'm getting a lot of emails, a lot of, for the most part, encouragement. There are a few of you that don't like what you hear, which call the program. Love to talk to you. I'll put you on the air first. But I yearn for interaction, and I just think the times are a changing, as the Dylan tune says, and the time to get together is now and talk about some of the deeper aspects that concern and that impact all of us. So share your thoughts, shoot me an email, franksontag.com, and I'm looking at the target date, September the 4th. I'm making some calls and looking at venue sites, so we will keep you up to date on that. All right, let us go to the callers, and I think Dave in San Pedro was on hold the longest. Dave, you're on the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Frank. Thanks for being on the radio for all of us. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Thank you. So you mentioned earlier in the evening about our wonderful mayor telling people they couldn't go outside even for a walk. Well, that's kind of inaccurate. You could go for a walk if you were walking a pet, a dog.
That's right.
And so I walk every day, 3 miles a day. I'm a retired guy recovering from heart disease. Mm. I walk 3 miles a day. So I decided to walk anyway. And I'm walking. The police stop me. And they ask, they pull over and say, hey, what are you doing? So I just looked at him. I said, listen, I heard my wife is going to buy me a dog for Christmas. So I'm deciding which route I'm going to walk the dog when I get the dog.
Good answer.
They both started laughing. And they said, all right, get out of here. And then they drove off. You know, the police don't want it. You know, they don't want to impose these ridiculous laws on us.
Sure, for sure.
So,
do you see us, if you could read the tea leaves, do you see us going back to any of this nonsense that they're going to try, you know, round two of this?
I think they'll try round two, certainly. But I think there'll be great pushback from everybody, regardless of political or stature of money or anything. I think that everybody's so annoyed with it that social media will be aflame, and then they'll have to back off. Well, you know what, we were going to do it for a month, but we'll only do it for a week and see how it goes. You know, that I think they'll try, yes, but I think we'll all push back.
I hope we will. Dave, thank you for calling. I appreciate it. Please call again. By the way, Pfizer last year made a paltry $81.3 billion. Wah. The COVID shot accounted for about $37 billion of that. Good year for Pfizer. Thumbs up, right? Take the jab. Love your neighbor. U.S. had thrown away 82.2 million expired COVID jab doses as of mid-May. So the Biden administration ordering another 105 million, right? Take the jab. They were telling us at one time, it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated, right? Hospitals being filled with the unvaccinated. President Biden just scapegoating, fear-mongering. He's been doubly or triply jabbed with a couple of boosters, and he's got it, and do you see the ruse? Do you see between the lines a little bit? According to Kaiser Health News, The pandemic has been a real boon for Pfizer, do you think? Not only yielding, quote, outside benefits in terms of profits, but it has also given the drug maker unusual weight in determining U.S. health policy. Forget the medical experts. It's all been politicized and all about profit. And it's coming again. And if that strikes you as a little nuts, you're right. It's madness. U.S. Food and Drug Administration, a reputable outfit at one time, they've agreed to what I see as an egregious miscarriage of science. Forget science. It's all politicized now. And they peddle it and push it with fear. The X factor in the fulcrum is you and me, and we have to give into it or not. Let's talk to Paul in Santa Ana, and then we'll try to get to Tony in Florida. Paul, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
And to you since Heck, Frank, you there?
So, I am. Thanks, Paul.
I've been listening to you since I was a teenager on the KLOS years. And I'll tell you that you helped to shape my mindset. You're a pretty moderate guy. And I found that my life path, even when you've been out of it, you know, different radio stations are gone for a while, and then you come back up, it kind of followed the same trajectory in that I tried to be pretty moderate and understand things and politically try to go the middle of the road and stuff. And, you know, like we would say, we didn't like a lot of things Bill Clinton did. He actually did a lot of things that were pretty good as a president. Even if we didn't like his choice in what he did in the White House, you know, with his free time, whatever. And I find that just what you're now espousing on the radio is so much of the same things that we're feeling, that, you know, government is flat out lying to you. And they're not doing it for any reason other than to take more control of you. They come out and they'll go, these things. And it's like, dude, the drug culture that you guys have gleefully, you know, tied onto, that used to be Hollywood and rock and roll, as it were, they're tied into it really, really heavily now. And there's no reason on earth that they're not doing that without the express idea that they are going to use that to control the population.
Paul, I'm sorry. Let me jump in. Time's of the essence. I relish the opportunity where we can lean in a little deeper. Maybe call next week or the week after. I'll give you ample time. We're up against the end of the clock here, and I want to take Tony in Florida. Good to hear your voice again. God bless you. Please keep in touch and call again. Tony is in Florida. I don't know what part, but Tony, you're on the Frank Sontag Show on AM 790 KABC.
Hello, and I live in the Ocala National Forest.
Wow, that's beautiful. I know that area well.
Do you?
I do.
Then I'm right in the heart of it near Alexander Springs.
Okay.
And I love, this is the first time I've listened to your show, and I love your humor because I love sarcasm and dry humor, and you're very good at that. What I wanted to say was, I want to give you my opinion on Biden. So far, he's done nothing but destroy the country. Nothing but bad things. Everybody's saying, well, it's because he's slipping into senility, doesn't know what he's doing. I know. He knows exactly what he's doing, just like his handlers.
He sure does.
Just like George Soros, who probably picked out some bad attorneys that were greedy, no morals, and are causing havoc and anarchy in the country. And that's what Biden is doing. He's causing as much damage and havoc and anarchy as he can. And he's doing it, and he knows exactly what he's doing it, because he's the same man he's always been. So senile or not, he's in on it. And he's not doing a bad job. He's being a bad person.
Yeah. Tony, I'm grateful for your call. I hope and pray that you at least get on my mailing list by going to franksontag.com and you listen again and call in again. I'm grateful to have this Grateful to have this time with you, and I look forward to our next conversation. God bless you, and thank you for calling the program. Let me say this. I've got about a minute and change. I don't think, even though there is a popular sentiment that this administration and some of those that are enacting policies are just buffoons and dumb, they're not dumb. They know what they're doing. This is an attack on the middle class. Systematically, we are seeing an attack on the middle class. When you hear things like climate change and the end is near and we have to go with e-vehicles and the like, and somehow you got to put up with high gas prices and we're going to get away with combustion engines. He stopped all the drilling, you know, day one, executive orders. This is all intentional. What we do with it, how we respond is another story. And I hope and pray that you listen to this program, you keep in touch with us, you listen to my podcast, because there is a lot we can do. Last time I looked, it's we the people. Thank you for listening to this program. God bless you. Please go to franksontag.com, get on my mailing list. If you're on social media, follow us on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and all the usual sites. And Lord willing, we'll be back next Friday night for another Frank Sontag show right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
The Frank Sontag Show is brought to you by Home Comfort USA and the IRS problem solver Phil Liberatore. Fast-paced, fact-based.
We give you facts here.
KABC,
Los Angeles,
Orange County, a Cumulus Media station.
That's a fact.